In Parashas Truma, Hashem commands, V'asisa es hakroshim la'mishkan, atzei shitim omedim, you shall make the planks of the Mishkan of atzei shitim, shitim wood, omedim, standing erect, esra mos orech hakaresh, v'amah v'chatzi ha'amah, rocha v'keresh ha'achad. Each keresh was 10 amas, 10 cubits long, and an amah and a half wide. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Tes, derives from the dimensions of the krushim and the configuration of the krushim upon the wagons upon which they were transported in the desert, that a derek rishus harabim, a rishus harabim road, is 16 amas wide. The Gemara explains, Rashi explains the Gemara, the krushim were carried on two wagons. The krushim were placed across the wagons, on each wagon, perpendicular to the direction of travel. So if the road was north-south, then the krushim were arranged on the wagons east-west. Now, the total distance from tip to tip of the two krushim was at least 20 amas wide, because each keresh was 10 amas long, and there had to have been at least a little space in between. But we don't derive the derech rishus harabim from that total length. Rashi explains because the wagons, it was more than 10 tefachim above the ground where the krushim were, and above 10 tefachim is not part of the rishus harabim. Instead, we derive the width of the rishus harabim from the wagons themselves. The wagons themselves were 5 amas wide, so they were each 5 amas wide, so 5 plus 5 is 10, and there was space between the wagons, because the krushim were 10 amas. Each keresh was placed symmetrically in the middle of the wagon, so the middle 5 amas of each keresh was on top of the wagon. 2.5 amas stuck out from the keresh on each side of the wagon. So on each wagon there was 5 amas, and then 2.5 amas on each side, so the space between the wagons was 5. 2.5 amas sticking out right from the wagon of the left, 2.5 amas of the keresh of the wagon of the right sticking out to the left. So there was 5 amas between the two wagons. Each wagon was 5 amas. So wagon plus 5 amas space plus another wagon, 5 plus 5 plus 5 is 15. How do we get 16? So the Gemara says they had to have extra space for a Ben Levi. There was a Ben Levi who ran alongside the wagons, and if the krushim would start to fall off the wagons, he would steady them, he would stabilize it. It's the fallen keresh, and he had to have an amma of space. His body took up an amma of space, so there was need for one additional amma. So there was 5 ammas for one wagon, 5 ammas of space in between for 2.5 ammas of the sticking out parts of the krushim on each side, 5 ammas for the other wagon, plus another amma for the levi. That's how we get 16. So derech rishus harabim is 16 ammas. What is a derech rishus harabim? The Gemara says, kaimalon. The halacha is that a derech rishus harabim is 16 ammas. What are we referring to? Where is it... Where is it, Kaimalan? So there are two other Gemaras, Mishnayos and Gemaras, that refer to this idea that a derech rishus harabim is 16 amas. In Bava Kamma, the Mishnah says, talking about a fire, what's considered properly securing a fire, it says if the fire crossed a derech harabim, avra gader shugavoa dal amas, a fence 4 amas tall, or a derech harabim, or a nar, then potter. If the fire had to cross a derech harabim to cause damage, then that's considered a sufficient distance. You took sufficient precautions to be safe. If it was that far away, it was across a derech harabim, then you're potter. So the Gemara says, derech harabim mantana. The Gemara says that that's Rabbi Eliezer shita, because Rabbi Eliezer says, sheish esrei amah kederech rishus harabim, that the shear is sheish esrei amah kederech rishus harabim. So the idea of derech harabim, that's a shear of 16 amas, that's the shear of being potter for eish. So we see the Gemara says that it's like a derech of rishus harabim, that a derech rishus harabim is 16 amas. So in the context of fires, we say that a derech rishus harabim is 16 amas, and that's the ptur for not safeguarding the fire. In Bava Basra, the Mishnah says that it says derech hayachid is 4 amas, derech harabim is 6 esrei amas, derech hamelach ein lashir, derech hakever ein lashir. What does this mean? So the Rashbam says that we're talking about someone who sold property to someone else. And if he says, I'm selling you a derech, he says, I'm selling you a derech within my field, doesn't specify the dimensions of the derech, a stam derech has to be 4 amos. If he said a derech hayachid, it has to be 4 amos. If he said derech harabim, then it has to be 16 amos. Rashbam says, the Gemara in Shabbos says, nafkalam agolas de mishkan. We learn that a derech harabim is 16 from agolas de mishkan, as we just explained. So derech harabim in Bava Basra, it's the laws of contractual interpretation. If I sell you a derech harabim, it has to be 16 amas. So in Bava Kamma, it's relevant to nezikin, to fires, that the shear of a derech harabim that's considered a proper hefsek between a fire is 16 amas. In Bava Basra, it's regard to contractual interpretation. And the Gemara in Shabbos says the source for that, the source that a Derech HaRabim is 16 Amos, is from the Agalos of the Mishkan. None of these Gemaras is explicitly telling us anything about Hilcha Shabbos, the laws of Rishuyos, of Rishus Rabim for Shabbos. However, the Rishonim and the Poskim repeatedly say that the shear of 16 Amos for a Derech HaRabim is a very important halacha in Hilcha Shabbos. Rashi, in several places in Masechet Shabbos, Masechet Erevin, says that in order for a derech to be considered a mavo, or an alley, or a derech to be considered a rishus rabim, it has to have 16 amos. Rashi says that repeatedly in several places in Masechet Shabbos and Masechet Erevin, must be 16 amos wide. Rashi famously has another condition that it has to have, in at least one place, Rashi says that it has to have shishim ribo. In at least two places, Rashi says it has to have shishim ribo. Has to have 600,000 people, but in addition, Rashi says it has to be 16 amos wide. Rambam paskins this way. Rambam does not mention the condition of shishim ribo, but Rambam says what is a arba rishuyos l'shabbos? What is a rishus rabim? Drachim. He speaks about drachim uvelvad that it's 16 amos wide. Rishus rabim that doesn't have 16 amos is a karmelist, not a rishus rabim. So Rashi and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. That whatever other conditions there are other conditions as well, but whatever the other conditions are, one of the conditions to be considered a Rishus HaRabim for Hilcha Shabbos, Yuchayah for carrying four Amos in the Rishus HaRabim, Yuchayah for carrying from Rishus HaYachad to a Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, what makes something a Rishus HaRabim? So Rashi, the Rambam say, it has to be 16 Amos wide. Where's the Makar for this? As far as I know, to the best of my knowledge, nowhere in Chazal does it say explicitly regarding Hilcha Shabbos, that Rishus HaRabim needs to be 16 Amos. Magen Mishnah says, the source is the Gemara in Shabbos that says, Kaimlan Rishus HaRabim Tezayin Amah, the Gemriyan Lami Mishkan, that Gemara is telling us that a Derech HaRabim has to be 16 Amos to be considered a proper Derech HaRabim. So again, even though in Chazal, when Chazal said Kaimelon, it may be referring to Bava Kamo or Bava Basra, which are halachos in Nezikin or contracts, nevertheless, at least included in this Gemara, in all these Gemaras, in the Gemara in Shabbos, is the idea that a Derech HaRabim, which is relevant for Shabbos as well, is that it has to be 16 Amos wide. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Ezri Rishus HaRabim, Rechovos Ushvakim, HaRechovim Tezayin Amah, plus other conditions. Mishnah Berurah says, Yalfina Midiglei Midbar. We learn that where the wagons traveled was 16 amos wide, as we explained, 5 amos for one wagon, 5 amos for the parallel wagon, 5 amos for the space in between, 1 amos for a ben levi. So this idea that Derech Rishus HaRabim is 16 amos is relevant. It might be relevant in Bava Kama, it might be relevant in Bava Basra, but crucially, it's also relevant in Hilcha Shabbos. A road is only considered a Rishus HaRabim if it is 16 amos wide. How wide is 16 amos? So we know there are many different opinions about how long an amma is. Rav Chaim Noah on the smaller end, about 18.9 inches. Rav Moshe Feinstein, 21.25 inches. Chazar Nish, 22 inches, 22.72. It works out, according to Rav Chaim Noah, it's about 25 feet. 16 ammas is about 25 feet. According to Rav Moshe, it's about 28 feet. According to the Chazar Nish, it's about 30 feet. All these shiurim, many roads, most roads in the U.S. are going to qualify as, would seem to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim, 50, at least in terms of this condition. 50 feet is pretty common for residential streets. Other countries are smaller. Tokyo, I saw, they bring that the average street in post-1990 development is only 16.4 feet wide. But streets vary. Cleveland apparently has, streets in Cleveland are, I guess, an average of 71 feet wide. Some places have smaller. But in America, we're a country of cars and big streets, and our streets typically are 50 feet or more wide. So certainly most streets are going, in the United States at least, are going to qualify as Rishus HaRabim, at least in terms of the condition of 16 Amos. However, as it turns out, there's actually a major machlokas about whether streets in our typical streets in the U.S. would qualify as Rishus HaRabim. And interestingly enough, this goes back to a debate that occurred in the context of what is apparently the first recorded Erev in the United States. In the first recorded Erev that people have found, a city Erev in the U.S., is in 1894 in St. Louis. There were two distinguished Rabbanim in that city at the time. There was Rav Zecharia Yosef Rosenfeld. These were old school European Rabbanim. Rav Zecharia Yosef Rosenfeld had come to St. Louis had come to St. Louis in, I think, in the early 90s, 1890s, and he began to work on an Eruv. And he eventually explained his basis for the Eruv, but his rabbinic colleague, there was another Rav named Rav Shalom Elchanan Yaffe, he was upset. In 1894, he came out with in staunch opposition to Rabbi Rosenfeld's Eruv. He had numerous objections, like most Eruv debates. The poskim argued about numerous different points. They had many disagreements. One of their disagreements was whether the streets in St. Louis were considered a Rishus HaRabim or not. Rav Rosenfeld argued, at least Rav Rosenfeld had argued, that he did not consider the streets in St. Louis to be a Rishus HaRabim, and he made a very interesting argument. He said, it's true the streets are more than 16 amos wide. However, he says, in the streets themselves, most of the traffic are trolleys. I don't think they even had automobiles yet, but they had agolos that were carried by Koach HaElektri, or Koach HaKiter, steam or electric-driven trolleys. He says, these things are like houses. They're within three tefachim of the floor, he says. So people in those are considered, those were Rishus HaYachid. Those trolleys were like Rishus HaYachid on their own. So you can't make a Rishus HaRabim out of people in a Rishus HaYachid, he argued. So he felt that we don't count the people in the trolleys. The people in the trolleys don't count. So certainly if you need 600,000, the Shita of Rashi, that you need Shishim Ribu, you certainly don't count most of the traffic which is in the trolleys. But even if you don't need Shishim Ribu, he says, even if all you need is a street that's 16 amos wide, we don't care if you have Shishim Ribu. So who cares if we don't count the people in the trolleys? Nevertheless, he says, this is not a Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because fundamental to the definition of Rishus HaRabim is that it be a publicly accessible space, that there has to be the ability of people to travel there. Nobody can travel in the street, he says. You're taking your life into your hands. If you try to travel in the street, he says, though these wagons, these trolleys are going there all day, Pum Rabbas many times a day, Ein Mispar, when they're traveling there, you can't use it. Pedestrians can't use the street. You're Mischayev Benafsha. You're taking your life into your hands. You'll be killed if you try walking in the street when the trolleys are going. So the street is considered not, so that, again, the people in the trolleys don't count as Rabbim, whatever the definition of Rabbim is, Shishim Ribu or not, they don't count as Rabbim at all because they're inside their little Rishus HaYachids. The pedestrians who walk in the street, they can't walk in the street. It's not accessible to pedestrians. So the streets are out, he says. The middle of the streets where the trolleys go are out. All you're left with, he says, is the sidewalk, he says. The tzidei harachavos, the sides of the street, or sidewalks, or the areas on the side where the trolleys weren't going, he says, they're not 16 amos wide. He says they don't count because the middle of the street doesn't count because it's not accessible to pedestrian traffic. The areas on the sides of the streets don't count because they're not 16 amos wide. Therefore, he said, the streets in St. Louis are not considered Rishus HaRabim. Of course, not everyone agreed with this. The Beis Av Tinyana, that is Rabbi Avram Aaron Yudalevich. He was another early American Rav who was a Rav in Manchester and Boston and in New York, a very distinguished Rav in New York. In his sefer, Beis Av Tinyana, he rejected this argument of Rabbi Rosenfeld. He said he doesn't think it's right. He says, because even though it's true, poskim say that when rabbim have no access to a space, that's not a Rishus HaRabim, he says that's only when they legally have no rights, when the owner with a person in control bars them from it. Here he says they can go, which is dangerous. You have to be careful, he says. Anyway, he says the trolleys are, they have to be careful not to get hit by trolleys, he says. And the drivers of the trolleys, Minale Agolos HaElektri VaKiter, the drivers of the electric and steam wagons, it's their duty to avoid hitting the pedestrians, he says. It doesn't belong to them. It's not just for the trolleys, he says. The streets belong to pedestrians as well. Therefore, Rabbi Rosenfeld, who published his arguments in his sefer called Tikva Zecharia, he says he's wrong because the streets are accessible to people. There's no legal impediment, and the drivers of the trolley are supposed to avoid hitting the people. And therefore, he says it is a Rishus HaRabim. Furthermore, he says that even if you're going to tell me that in the area where the trolleys go, the streets are not 16 amos wide, because you don't count the trolley part of the street and the sides of the street are not 16 amos, but there comes a point where the trolley lines end, he says that the Bekteh Ha'er in the edge of the city where the trolleys stop, that then the roads turn to regular roads, and even though the road here is less than 16 amos, but it's connected to a regular road, so it would have a Din Rishus HaRabim. So he didn't necessarily disagree with the idea that if you wouldn't count the trolley part, then the sides of the road wouldn't count either. But he said, first of all, he seemed to concede that the people in the trolleys might not count as part of the, you can argue that they wouldn't count perhaps as part of the Shishim Ribo, as part of the Rabbim, but people can go in the street as well, he said. And that makes it a Rishus Rabbim. And the sides of the streets also count because they're connected to other streets where there is 16 amos and room for pedestrians. So he disagreed with the Tikva Zecharia largely on these technical grounds, but he said that the... he disagreed. In practice, he said the streets would be Rishus Rabbim, but this was Rabbi Rosenfeld, Rabbi Zecharia Yosef Rosenfeld's initial position back in 1896, that modern American streets don't count as Rishus Rabbim because the parts where the trolleys go... And where the trolleys go don't count because people in the trolleys are in their little Rishus Hayachids and pedestrians can't go there because it's too dangerous. And the sidewalks, the sides, the areas on the sides of the trolley areas don't count because they're not 16 amas wide. And as we've discussed, we learned from the Golos of the Mishkan that if it's not 16 amas wide, it doesn't count as a Rishus Rabbim. Other poskim agreed with Rabbi Rosenfeld. He was not the only one. The Klosenberger in Divrei Yatziv, the Klosenberger Rav said that in New York, he was writing much later, he said in New York, he said there is no Rishus Rabbim Daraisa. People in the cars, he said, don't count for the Shishim Rebo. The pedestrians, he says, they can't really walk there, he says. They can't walk because there are cars there, he says. In his day, there were cars, not trolleys, I think. But he says it's dangerous to walk there for various reasons, including the fact that the cars are a danger to the pedestrians. When they do have to cross the street, they run, they cross swiftly to avoid staying in the street. That's not called Necha Tashmishte. The post can use language, the Gemara, the post can use language that to be considered a proper Rishus Rabbim, it's not enough for it to be physically possible to walk there. It has to be practical and convenient to walk there. It's not convenient to walk in the street, he says. And he says, you can say the cars are like listim and chayos, like bandits and animals, which makes it like a midbar, a place that's not really traversable. The sidewalks, he says, the midrachot, the sidewalks are not 16 amas wide, so they're not a Rishus Rabbim. So he echoes the arguments of Rabbi Rosenfeld and Tikva Zecharia that modern streets, which are where the middle of the street are designed for cars and are dangerous or difficult for pedestrians to walk, so the street itself doesn't count as a Rishus Rabbim. The sidewalks would count, but the sidewalks are not 16 amas. So therefore, the 16 amah halacha, according to the Tikva Zecharia, according to the Divrei Yatziv, was a reason to say that our streets do not count as a Rishus Rabbim. This shita was picked up and echoed at length also by Rav Menashe Klein in several tshuvas in Mishnah Halachas, and then later in his kuntres on Erevin in Omani Choma. Rav Menashe Klein argued at length, the Ungvar argued at length for this idea in the Tavshin Laman Zayin in the 70s that the streets in New York were not considered Rishus Rabbim based on these types of arguments. He said both legally and practically you can't walk in the street. It's jaywalking. He says lots of times you can get summons for it, he says. He knows people get summons for it if they walk in the street. And therefore, he says that the kamapamim here in New York, people who walk in the street, who jaywalk, get summons. They get punished for it. Something that's usher, that you're not allowed to do, that's against the law, he says. Again, we mentioned that the Beis Avtanyana, Rabbi Yudalevich, he said that, well, you can walk in the street, it's just that you have to be careful, and then the trolleys have to not hit you. But he says, no, the Rosh Hashanah says, you're not allowed to walk in the street. Rav Klein says, it's jaywalking. Pedestrians shouldn't be walking in the street. It's not allowed. So, and also, it's dangerous, he says. And therefore, he argues by Richus, again, that we don't count, that the cars themselves, like the Divrei Yatziv, like the Tikva Zecharia, we don't count the people in the vehicles, and the people in the street, people can't walk in the street, and the sidewalks are not 16 amas. And therefore, once again, he argued that you have to measure the sidewalks, whether they are or are not 16 amas, but he's arguing that in general, he's assuming in New York, they're not 16 amas, he says. He says we don't count the street, he says. Be'em Tzorechov is not a Rishus Rabbim, because you can't go there, pedestrians can't go there, and the only thing that counts is a sidewalk, and they certainly don't have Shishim Rebo, they don't have 600,000, and they're not 16 amas wide. So therefore, they don't count. That's where Rav Menashe Klein held in several tshuvos in Mishnah Halachas and Omani Choma. He wrote this to several gedolim. He discussed this with Rav. He wrote about this to Rav Yisrael Veltz of Budapest and later now in Yerushalayim. He wrote to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he wrote to the Kleisenberger. So one of his tshuvos is actually that he printed in Mishnah Halachas. He's addressed to Rav Shlomo Zalman. And he refers to what the two of his tshuvas are addressed to Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mishnah Halachas Chelek Vav, Simon Pei Vav, and Simon Pei Zayin. He says Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote to him, apparently not quite understanding what he meant. He hadn't explained himself well. Rosh Shlomo Zalman thought that he was apparently counting people in the cars. He was just counting them separately from the pedestrians. He said because pedestrians can't go in the streets and cars can't go on the sidewalk, you have to look at each one as a separate street. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman wasn't sure that was correct. He says, let's say you have a street that has gender segregation, one side for men, one side for women. Are you really going to look at each part separately and say each part looked at by itself is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Rosh Shlomo Zalman said no. He says, Efshar at least, that it's, I don't know if we have Rosh Shlomo Zalman's tshuva itself, but the way Rav Menashe Klein quotes here, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, Efshar, that's in the case of men and women. He says, Lachara there, it would be one big Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Same thing with cars. He says, you have cars and people, he says, that you look at in total whether the Shishim Ribo, not each one separately, and you... The road between Tel Aviv and Haifa, he says. I think he may, even if it's two separate roads, one for going one way, one for going the other way, you combine them together. I'm not sure what he meant by that. We don't have his actual tshuva. But in any event, Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't convinced that the Rav Menashe Klein was right. Rav Menashe Klein wrote back to him and says, I didn't explain myself well. I wasn't just saying that you have to count the cars and the people separately. I was saying you don't count the cars at all, because the cars are Rishus HaYachids. The cars, he says, are the... that the cars are considered Rishus HaYachids, and therefore you don't count the people in the cars at all, and pedestrians in the street is impossible, so the street itself is out of the question, because there's no rabbim in the street. The people in the cars don't count, and pedestrians can't go in the street. All you're left with is the sidewalk, so the sidewalk by itself is not 16 Amos, and it's not Shishim Ribo. And that was the shita of Menashe Klein, and he argued in several tshuvas, in Chelik Vav, in Mishnah Lachas, in Siman Pei Vav, Siman Pei Zayin, Siman Pei Ches, and again in Oman Ichoma, in Siman Samach Gimel, and he also liked this svara that we don't count the. He also liked this svara that we don't count the streets and the sidewalk because of this cheshbon that the street doesn't count and the sidewalk doesn't have Shishim Ribo and is not 16 Amos. So 16 Amos becomes a major factor in the analyses of these poskim that we don't our streets don't count because the streets themselves. Don't have the conditions of a proper Rishus Rabbim at all, and the sidewalks are not 16 Amos. The one great posek who disagrees with this, besides we mentioned the Beis of Tanyana, it might be most posek who disagree, but the posek who's perhaps most famous for rejecting this, most influential and most famous, is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Menashe Klein's great antagonist in the Erev battles was Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein was against the Erev in question. Rav Moshe has several tshuvos in which he shoots down numerous different arguments that were made by Rav Menashe Klein and the other proponents of the Erevin in question. With regard to these questions about cars, so in one of his first tshuvos, in Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Arachayim, end of Kuf Lamates, he just writes, those who want to be Mekil, because people traveling in cars are like Rishus La'atman, a separate little Rishus HaYachid, lo Mestaver Klal. Rav Moshe just dismissed it as being not Mestaver. But then later he returned to the question in more detail, in Chelek Hay, in Simon Chavches, Arachayim, Osches. So he returned to the questions of the cars and the sidewalks in more detail. He writes, the cars, he says, don't take anything away from 16 Amos. He says that what makes Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is people traveling there. He says, yeah, it's true that when people travel there, he says, it gets crowded. He says, but that's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that people travel there. And cars count as well, that as long as the... That certainly, he says, the more people travel, all the cars, they certainly would make it a Rishus HaRabbim. The cars, he says, the cars that are being parked, he says, don't take away from the share of 16 Amos, he says, because the cars are temporary, they have to move them all the time. Moshe lived in New York with alternate side of the street parking, but he says, everyone parks his car only for a small amount of time. It's illegal to leave a car parked, it depends where, but at least some places, Moshe says, it's illegal to leave a car parked for an extended period of time. And even though there are always cars parked there, certainly in New York, there's always somebody parked there, he says, but that's a temporary thing, he says, that doesn't take away the Rishus HaRabbim. Therefore, Moshe says that the parked cars are not a hefsik, the cars in the street count as part of the Rishus HaRabbim, the people in the sidewalk, the Inshi al HaMidracha, he says, they also count as part of the Rishus HaRabbim, the Midrachot, he says, are part of the Rishus HaRabbim, not Tidei Rishus HaRabbim, it's not a separate din called the sides of Rishus HaRabbim, that's Mamash Rishus HaRabbim. The whole street is made for public people. Ramosha was not interested in this svara that the people in the cars are any different, he says. It doesn't work like that. He says that the people in the cars make it a Rishus HaRabbim. So Ramosha took for Dover Pashut that the streets in New York were Rishus HaRabbim. He spent some of the more famous parts of his tshuva deal with the rules of Shishim Ribo, of having 600,000 people, but regarding this claim as well, that we don't count the people in the cars, and therefore, even without Shishim Rebo, the street is not considered 16 Amos. Rav Moshe thought that was out of the question. He said the people in the cars most certainly do count. They make it a Rishus Rabim. The sidewalk is part of the street. The parked cars in the middle don't matter, he says. And therefore, he says that certainly the streets in New York do count as Rishus Rabim. And that's perhaps the opinion of most poskim. Most poskim perhaps take for granted that when we look at streets, we look at the entire street to be 16 Amos. But Lemaisa, as we've seen from the very first recorded era of discussion in the United States, back in the 1890s, we already had one of the rabbanim of that time, the Tikva Zecharia of Zecharia Yosef Rosenfeld, argued that the people in the trolleys, again, he says the trolleys were within 3 tefachim of the ground, we have to discuss whether that makes a difference, but he said the people in the trolleys don't count, and therefore the street is not hospitable, is not convenient for pedestrians, and therefore the street doesn't count, and the only thing that counts is the sidewalks, the people on the side, and that's not 16 Amos. As we've seen, that's not a Das Yachid. There were other poskim who took that position as well. The Klosenberger in Divrei Yatziv, and Menashe Klein in his Sfarim. But Lemaisa, other poskim disagreed. The Beis Av Tanyana for his particular reasons. Rabbi Yudalevich in Beis Av Tanyana for his reasons disagreed. And Ramosha, most significantly for Psak Halach in America, Ramosha Feinstein summarily rejected these arguments, and he said, the cars make Rishus Harabim, the streets are Rishus Harabim, the sidewalk and the street is all one thing, the parked cars don't matter, it's all one big Rishus Harabim, and the streets certainly have to be considered a Rishus Harabim, certainly in terms of the criterion of 16 Amos, and Ramosha argued that in certain cities because of Shishim Rebo as well, but that's not the topic of our talk here.